Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Is this $75 million from the Downtown Development Authority from downtown business, or where's the money coming from?
So the Downtown Development Authority is a tax that is levied on the property owners of the downtown. Many cities, believe it or not, Detroit was the first to enact this legislation to allow for an overlay district that captures a portion of the taxes and then puts it back into economic development and the place, based environment within the geography. So the DDA in Detroit is the boundaries are basically the core of our city. So the downtown, what would traditionally be considered the central business district, and This is a tax overlay that is collected on an annual basis, and then they have the ability through both petition and approval to invest those dollars back into that same geography. So the whatever they're investing in has to be within the DDA boundaries, so the downtown in this case, to help support economic development and continued improvements, both physical and amenity-based improvements in our core city.
Eric, you call this a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. How so?
Yeah, I think it's sort of the perfect storm of opportunities coming together. It's not only on the heels of the final piece of the riverfront being opened just 2 weeks ago with the Ralph C. Wilson Centennial Park, now 5.5 square miles of our riverfront, not only reclaimed, but, really completely transformed and, an incredibly important public and natural resource for our city. It also comes at the time when MDOT is just tomorrow going to announce, the next sort of vision for 375, which comes down, terminates into Jefferson Avenue that runs along the front of the Renaissance Center. And so it's an opportunity to really think about the way that we're reconnecting the city and continuing to build these linkages both east and west as well as north and south. And then I think the last thing, opportunity that, that this, represents in terms of a once in a lifetime is the partnership that has come together to do this. There are very few, if any, entities or individuals in the city, much less the state or the country, that have the same level of dedication, vision, and capacity to deliver on this project. The public support, what was represented at the DDA meeting today, is only a small fraction of the investment that Dan Gilbert and General Motors will be making in this project, and that in itself is very unique. Not only unique because it really is not a return on investment driven decision. It really is a return on community and our civic identity that is making this investment by Dan Gilbert and General Motors.
The timing and the collaboration, as you say, are both fortuitous. Eric Larson, the CEO of the Downtown Detroit Partnership, talking about $75 million from the Downtown Development Authority from downtown businesses for downtown businesses and residential components, too. Is that not right?
That's right. I mean, it's really interesting because it's you know, the vision is mixed uses, obviously mixed income as well. But, you know, the most important thing is the you know, not just the mix of uses, residential, office, hotel, retail, but also the public amenities that are now going to be a part of this by removing the berms, which is a part of the money that the DDA has committed to this project, will open up what has been for decades really a barrier, an impediment for the public to not only connect to the core of our city, but the core of our city to connect to the riverfront. And so it is very much a mix of uses, but it ultimately is giving back a lot of land and, quite frankly, a lot of public access and equity to the residents of the city, which is very important.
Eric, have you been in touch with Mayor-elect Mary Sheffield on all this?
I have not specifically spoke with Mayor-elect Sheffield on this specific project since the election. I do know that I'm sure many people on the project team have been part of this. From the Downtown Detroit Partnership's perspective, we are here to not only support and advocate for the broad community that is represented, you know, not just downtown, but throughout the city, but also recognize when there are opportunities that, you know, we need to support. And this is a perfect example of an opportunity that is worthy of support. And I would expect the new administration to be very supportive of this type of vision. Again, so much of it is really, you know, foundationally anchored in, you know, giving back to the community, whether it's through, as we discussed, the mixed income components or the public, you know, access and amenities that now are going to be available. That, quite frankly, if over a lot of years, just were not possible given the fortress-like nature of its original construction.
Yeah. Eric, in the last minute and a half here or so, nuts and bolts, approvals that might still be needed, and what would your role be in making sure that those happen?
Yeah, from the Downtown Detroit Partnership perspective, we obviously want to be a good partner. We want to continue to be supportive. We want to make sure that the community engagement, which is a very important aspect and a commitment that the project team, Bedrock and General Motors have made, continues and is, you know, is robust and really does continue to lead with the community's vision as much as the vision of the project team. So that'll be a big part of what we'll be continuing to help support and pursue. And then, you know, in terms of additional approvals, obviously this is a very large project. It's a project of more than $1.5 billion in total investment. And so there is the additional capital that needs to be, you know, put in place. Major commitments have already been made by both General Motors and Bedrock and Dan Gilbert. So, you know, I'm convinced that, you know, the private sector is stepping up the way they should step up, and the public sector has a couple more things that need to get done at the state level. The brownfield legislation needs to get renewed, and that this project is one of many around the state that would obviously benefit from that. And I think the most important thing about the way that this project and many of these other brownfield projects, you know, apply for federal, for public subsidy is that it is on a reimbursement basis. So they don't receive any of these dollars, whether it's from the DDA or from the state of Michigan, if they don't already spend the dollars. So it's reimbursed, it's capped. So it's, you know, at a rate or an amount that, you know, is commensurate with the level of private funding and equity that goes into the project. And you have to be successful in order to earn those dollars out. So it's not like it's a grant up front and the project, you know, the money gets spent and the project doesn't get done. Project only gets reimbursed if the project is moving forward and is successful.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.